Hey friends, I'm Scott Hanselman and it's Azure Friday. I'm here with Manny Ramaswamy and we're going to talk about Jenkins and Service Fabric.
Indeed, we're going to talk about the Jenkins plugin, or rather the Service Fabric plugin for Jenkins. Mm-hmm. And the really cool thing about here is, like, I'll give the story out a bit, is that we are actually going to be running Jenkins as a container inside a Service Fabric cluster.
Okay, so Jenkins is a CI/CD pipeline. It's a server, and you're using it as a service inside Service Fabric itself.
Yes.
And then from within there, deploying other Service Fabric
applications. Exactly.
Uh-huh. Is it the same Service Fabric cluster?
It's the same Service Fabric cluster.
It starts itself up, and then bootstraps, and then continues from there.
Yeah, so we have a Service Fabric cluster. We actually get Jenkins deployed as a Service Fabric application into the cluster. Mm. And then, using that, we deploy all of the Service Fabric applications. In fact, we actually run the same setup in our internal, we call it a long-running cluster.
Really?
And so we have about a dozen samples that are out in GitHub. So it just periodically, every 4 hours, we just configured it to just pull from Git, build it.
So it sounds like the Service Fabric team was already using Jenkins internally as a way of testing Service Fabric on Linux.
Yes. That's right.
Interesting. Okay, and this Service Fabric for Jenkins, you're getting the benefits of Service Fabric, like keeping it alive if Jenkins crashes. Like, what other benefits do you get?
Exactly. So that's the main advantage. Like, we decided, like, you know, we've always seen, like, you know, build servers keep going down, and you know, when they go down, nobody's actually being able to be doing any productive work because, hey, I'm not able to get my build done. So we decided, well, we have it in a container, mm-hmm. so of course you can set it up in a server somewhere else, you know, outside of Service Fabric, and then you would be in the regular, you know, classic build server approach. But we thought, well, we have it in a container, deploy it as a Service Fabric application, and lo and behold, if it crashes, Service Fabric will bring it back up, so you don't have any loss of availability, even mm-hmm. for the build server.
Okay, so you can use this to deploy any applications that you have that you want to run in Service Fabric. There are a series of plugins that you've created that plug into Jenkins?
Yeah, so there is so the primary plugin that we have is just the Service Fabric Jenkins plugin, but it supports all the Service Fabric application types.
Oh, okay, so the one plugin supports them all.
Supports C#, Java, guest executables, containers, everything.
Okay, that's very cool. Last time when you were here, people should go and check this one out, you actually showed 1 million containers running on a 3,500 node cluster.
That's right.
I'm assuming that you don't need that many nodes to run
Jenkins. Yeah. I'm just going to, this time, you know, I'm in the interest of economics, I'm only going to take a 5-node cluster and I'm going to just show Jenkins as a single instance.
All right, let's see it.
So yeah, this is just, you know, showing the, this page just shows where you can actually go and find what to do for Jenkins. So here I have actually my cluster. So as you can see, my cluster has two applications running on it. Mm-hmm. One of them, which is the Echo Server application, which is an application that you can get on GitHub today. And the other one is actually a Jenkins Service Fabric application type. So that's actually now running Jenkins inside a Service Fabric cluster. Mm-hmm. And it's all real. It's
a modify Jenkins to run in there?
No, not really. We just had to make sure that, hey, we packaged it up as a Service Fabric application. And once we launched it, we need to make sure that we install our application there, our plugin there. I mean.
Okay, so, cool.
And so I have my plugin that is already installed there because it takes a few minutes to install the plugin, so I didn't want to take that time.
Sure.
And this is essentially, I'm hitting the cluster with the correct port for the Jenkins dashboard.
Right.
And it's showing me what it's actually doing right now. So right now, there's only one application that is running there, which is Echo Server, so it's showing this is what it's set up as.
Okay.
And, you know, of course, I just like any other Jenkins, I can click on this and go and configure just to see what options you get.
Right.
I have a GitHub project set up. In fact, it's also set up for source code management, so if someone were to push a change or something, it'll just automatically trigger a build. Mm-hmm. And how else am I going to trigger a build? Well, this time, this actually says, you know, every fourth hour it's going to trigger a build.
Okay.
Plus that. And it's using Gradle because this is a Java application.
All right.
And whole bunch of IP, you know, like which is my cluster endpoint. So, you know, you're not limited to actually always running it on the same cluster. So
right.
Let's say I have a staging cluster and a production cluster, and I want to actually manually push from the staging or my application to the production cluster.
Right.
I can still have Jenkins running on my staging cluster, and then manually or programmatically, you can always go and say, hey, mm-hmm. push it to the production cluster.
Maybe back up just one moment and just scroll up a little bit and show us where you start. So the Gradle script, like build triggers, this is all standard Jenkins.
Yep.
As you scroll down, you've got invoke Gradle, that's yep. standard Jenkins.
Yep.
Deploy Service Fabric project, that's where your plugin
differs.
Appears.
Exactly. That's where it differs, yes.
Okay.
Because now we have to specify the application name. In this case, it's actually going to a secure cluster, so you have to provide the certificate, mm-hmm. the key, so that it can connect to it. In this example, it's, you know, you don't really need any of that because Jenkins is running on the same cluster. But
oh, that's a good point. Like certainly, you're running. So you've started up a cluster, you've put Jenkins in it, and now you're using Jenkins to divvy out all the other applications. But it could just as easily be deploying to other ones, like
exactly.
You said, dev, test, staging.
Yes.
And you could use the same Jenkins to do all of those
yes,
things, like
exactly.
You do with your internal long-running Jenkins.
Exactly, because you don't want to be Jenkins to be running in your production cluster.
Of course.
It's just like
yeah.
What I can go ahead and do is, this is a Java application, but let's actually go ahead and just show this. Let me go back to the Java dashboard, and I'll just copy this and deploy a container application so let's actually create a new item. Let me call it sample build, and I'm going to say it's a freestyle project, and here I'm just going to do an autocomplete, so it's going to copy everything that is from Echo Server into a sample build.
Okay.
So the main thing I'm going to change here is, of course, my repo. Containers. And containers here. Everything else remains the same. And here, you know, I'm the build trigger, you know, I'm just going to say, let's not build this. And of course, I don't have a build step because it's a container. So I'm just going to delete my build step.
So how did the container get built then?
It's already built. It's just going to be pulled from Docker Hub.
I see. And that container could theoretically have been built with another project,
yeah, exactly.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You could have. Yeah. You could configure that too.
Sure.
But in this case, I'm just.
Well, that's a good reminder that there's CI and there's CD.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to call it voting, and I know the application name. So here, I'm going to copy the right path here. Just providing the details here, and
okay.
I think we are good. So save, and back to dashboard. Now I'm just going to trigger a build. So I scheduled a build. In a few seconds, you'll see
it
popping
it
up here.
There
let's click on it to see what's
we
going on
We can watch
here.
It in real time?
Yep, and let's click on the console output.
OK, so it's going and fetching it. I see that it's in GitHub, and it's
yep.
in the and actually your intern Peter's GitHub.
Yep.
There's F control that just started
yep.
up.
And all the errors that you're seeing is because I used a self-signed certificate.
That makes sense,
thing.
Right? Those
yeah.
are warning you about that self-signed
yep.
cert, which is a reasonable thing.
And
for
in a few seconds, it'll actually see voting type shows here. It's all there already.
That was surprisingly fast.
Because it's just a container, so there's no.
That's nice.
There's no build time. So that's pretty much showing it like, you know, you can use this for containers, you can use this for Java, C Sharp, anything Service Fabric related.
Do you think that this is the recommended way? I've seen a number of different ways people can do Service Fabric deployments.
Yeah, so if you're like, this is the recommended way because for Linux in particular, this is what we are using internally. As I said, like for our long running cluster, this is what we are running right now. So for Linux, absolutely, you know, this is what we've tested and this is what we are testing out every single day.
Mm-hmm. And this plugin is easy to add on. It's inside of the Jenkins kind of marketplace.
Yeah. So we haven't yet. We're planning to open source it. So I think it's just a matter of time. So
sure,
it
sure,
should happen
course,
in a few weeks. But at that point, you can even edit it. Yeah. But it's easy to add on.
Mm-hmm. So it's easy to add on. It's available now, and you can use it with any kind of application.
Yes.
It doesn't matter whether it be containers or Java or C#.
Yes.
With Linux or Windows?
Yes. So the Linux or Windows, so it's running on Linux. It's
of course.
Running on a Linux cluster, but you can pretty much deploy whatever application to, you know, like instead of the cluster that I pointed to, I could point it to a Windows cluster. As long as my application runs there, I can do that.
Fantastic. And can you bring up the tab that showed the instructions again so we can know what to look for?
Absolutely.
So using Jenkins to build and deploy your Linux applications. It's up on docs.microsoft.com over in the Service Fabric docs.
Yes.
Very cool. Thank you so much.
Always
nice to see Jenkins popping up in unexpected places. You can use it now on Service Fabric. And I learned about it here on Azure Friday.